Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate your support. You can find us. The website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can find me on Twitter at Macroaggressions, where I argue with people that may or may not be robots, but it is fun. If you're going to be... if you're in a cold area of the world and you'd like to get away for at least a couple of days in early February, February 6th through the 10th, 2023, in Acapulco, Mexico, come join me. Jeff Berwick will be speaking with, among other people, Max Egan, Larkin Rose, David Icke, Ron Paul, Dan Dix, Del Bigtree, Mark Passio, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Carrie Madej. There'll be a crypto stage there. There'll be a kids camp. If you have kids, you want to turn it into a vacation, bring the kids along. There'll be plenty for them to do. It's right down at a resort right by the beach. So there's plenty to do. If you're interested, the promo code is macro. You can go to anarcapulco.com. And if you buy your tickets, just use the promo code macro. You'll save yourself a little bit of money. We can certainly use that. Thank you to our newest sponsor, Legal Shield. I'm really kicking myself for not doing this sooner, but better late than never. Thank you to Tony Arterburn for turning me on to this. This is a company that has been around for 50 years. They have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. They are available in the United States and Canada. And it is basically using the collective buying power of all of us to get yourself some legal protection from high-powered law firms in your area. It costs you... less than a cup of coffee a day. It's a dollar a day. It's $30 a month is the charge. You will have access to an attorney, a law firm in your area. Average attorney you'll be working with has 22 years of experience. So you're not going to get somebody fresh out of law school. You'll get a good attorney that knows what they're doing to help you with a variety of things. You're going to have unlimited access to them. If you have questions about your rights, and you probably do, reach out to your attorney first. If you've gotten a threatening letter from your homeowners association saying that they're going to do something that you think is unfair, well, send that letter over to your attorney, or maybe have your new attorney craft a letter back to them. We set up a landing site, a landing page for this called www.don'tgetpushedaround.com. And the reason why we chose that name was because I didn't like the idea of us getting pushed around by, you know, a retailer that's supposed to do something that they didn't. They said they would do it and they didn't do it. And you feel kind of powerless, or your, some organizational board is sending you letters telling you have to do this or that, and you don't think it's fair. Or your boss wants you to sign some new employment contract that you're not sure about. Look, you will get pushed as far as you allow yourself to get pushed. So do not allow these people to do that. You now have access to a great attorney in your area. I would just make this one request. Do not use these powers for evil, only for good. Do not send letters to people that you're having arguments with online. Just, I mean, you've got to keep this reasonable here. But if you are so inclined, I would ask you to just go take a look at the website itself. Just go to don'tgetpushedaround.com and read it for yourself. They have small business plans as well. You can add on to that. They have an ID Shield, which is fantastic. Does credit monitoring and reputation management. Listen, if you got pulled over for speeding tickets, you got to talk to these guys about fixing tickets and things like that. It's what they do. Legal documents, wills, powers of attorney, financial powers of attorney. If you don't have these documents, you need them. If you don't have these documents, you probably don't want to pay thousands of dollars to get it. So do this, sign up for the program, get on board, knock these documents out right away. And then in the future, just know that you have some protection if you need it. Don'tgetpushedaround.com. Also, thanks to Chemical Free Body. My goodness, Tim James has been on this program more than anybody. And the reason why is because every time he comes on, he gives us great free advice on how we can improve our health. And I definitely appreciate that. I take Chemical Free Body. I drink Green 85 every single day. I just drank it like an hour ago, so I know it works. It keeps me feeling fantastic. And I'll tell you what, there is a gut and detox, well, what we're jokingly calling the detox in the box. But if you want to do that and you want to try that out, I'm telling you, because I went through the program, it works. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Use the promo code MACRO. And if you're looking for the detox in a box, what you want is a couple bottles of Green 85. You want the gut detox, toxin detox, ultra enzymes, and probiotics. Those four last ones that I mentioned, they come in little containers. They're just capsules. You take three of them in the morning, glass of water, you're done. So very easy in terms of cleanses and things like that. If you want to detoxify your body and, you know, change your oil, go for it, man. And I'm telling you, it works. I can tell you from experience. I accidentally lost a lot of weight doing it. So I'm not saying you will lose weight, but I'm just saying it's a possibility. It happened for me. So if you're interested, chemicalfreebody.com, promo code MACRO, save yourself some money. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm excited about this one because, well, speaking of Tim James, Tim and I had a great long podcast with our guest as well as Sam Tripoli. He is the UFC Hall of Famer. He is one half of the fantastic Conspiracy Farm podcast. I am talking about the great Pat Miletich. Hey, Pat, good to see you again. How are you?
Well, good to see you, and thank you for having me on, brother.
Well, thank you for coming on. You've got like multiple lifetimes crammed into you. You've got this wrestling background. You've got this evolves into the UFC. You're now doing outstanding work beyond for your commentating until we'll get to the January 6th stuff for a minute. and you're working on outstanding projects. I love Conspiracy Farm. You guys went away for a little while, but you're coming back, right?
Well, now we're doing the Self-Defense Warrior podcast, the 360-degree asymmetrical viewpoints and to self-defense. So everything from health and wellness to, because we have to have our health if we're going to be able to protect ourselves, number one, physically, spiritually, you know, financially, all these different ways. You know, we're dealing with, you know, thousands of chemicals in our environment that are making people sick. We've got, you know, biologicals that are causing massive problems, obviously. We've got psychological warfare raging on us every day, and we know that that's been going on for, you know, decades and decades, all of this stuff. So yeah, just helping people become aware and interviewing experts in a lot of different areas. You know, we interviewed Boone Cutler not long ago, who penned the book 5GW, Fifth Generation Warfare, with General Flynn. So he was on our show. He's a psychological warfare expert. Yep. And saying, look, man, if you think something's off in the world, well, look up irregular warfare, look up asymmetrical warfare, look up, you know, fifth generation warfare, and educate yourself and get that book, 5GW, and educate yourself as to really what's taking place.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You're a professional athlete. I own a company that does media training for professional athletes. So I spend a lot of time around these guys. These are guys that are very, very in tune with their bodies. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. You, especially in the wrestling/UFC world, where you're so into, you have a specific weight requirement. You know how to, you know where you need to be at this weight a couple days before and drop down and cut up. So nobody knows their bodies like athletes. And I would say, especially MMA fighters. So when do you, at what point do these guys figure out that they're being bombarded chemically by all of these, I don't know, I would just call them external forces. I mean, these guys are so in tune with their body, their sleep cycle. Got to get my sleep. I have to be on this sleep schedule. Do you ever have conversations with these guys and explain to them like, hey, listen, some of this stuff, you could do the best training you want in the world, but like you need to remove the Wi-Fi from your house when you're sleeping. You need to improve your diet to get not just, we're not talking about proteins and everything. We're talking about removing the trash out of your cells and things like that. Do you have these conversations? I mean, it's got to have evolved now where the conversation about health and nutrition can't just be about food. It has to be about environmental health as well, right?
100%. And that, it's been, for me, a very, very long, over 3 decades journey, and even longer than that, quite a bit longer than that, of surgery. I started wrestling at 5 years old. At 5 years old, of course, you don't know what you're eating. You mom and dad or whatever make dinner, and that's what you eat. But as you progress, I think I was in middle school, junior high school, when my dad introduced into our household a protein drink called MLO. That was years ago. So that was the first time I ever was exposed to a supplement, so to speak. And that's when they came up with, the whey protein. Oh, we figured out what to do with the whey that we normally throw away from cheese processing, right? It's garbage, but if we put chocolate flavoring in it and put it in a powdered form in a jug, people will take it and we can make a bunch of money off of it. And so that's kind of how it all started. It wasn't until I got to probably my early, I guess it was my early 20s, because I had severe respiratory issues with black mold damage. I grew up my bedroom was in the basement of my mother's house, and it had a leaky foundation. So every time it rained, if it rained a lot, there's 3 inches of water in the basement. I mean, every time. And so I couldn't breathe. I didn't know why. I could not breathe. And I'm trying to be great at wrestling. And I was a good wrestler. I beat a lot of very good wrestlers, but it depended on my respiratory system. And I always had to kind of dictate what I was going to do and how I was going to wrestle by how I could breathe. And so, but yeah, my wrestling coach, I remember one time in high school, looked at me and he goes, Miletich, do you smoke cigarettes? What's going on with you? And I, coach, I don't know what's going on. I can't breathe. Doctors couldn't figure it out. So anyway, my early 20s, I'm transitioning from amateur kickboxing to professional kickboxing. And I'm having a conversation with a good friend of mine who's a very knowledgeable guy, very fit human being, quite a bit older than me. And he says, here, try this. Try these. These are called antioxidants. And I want you to get on these. And it was all organics. And it was a bunch of antioxidants packed into one capsule, one veggie cap. So I started taking that product in literally 10 days, Charlie. I went from sparring 3 rounds with some of the best boxers in the world. I was lucky that Pena's boxing club was here in town, so I could work on my boxing skills there. And I went from sparring 3 rounds with world-class boxers to sparring 10 to 12 rounds with them in 10 days, 10 day period. So my respiratory system went from breathing through a straw that was full of mucus to literally feeling like I was breathing through a perfectly clean, crystal clear PVC tubing.
Yeah.
And I would spar 12 rounds and go, shit, I could do 12 more. This is incredible. As much lactic acid as I was used to, I wasn't tired, so everything changed for me at that point. And that's when I really started digging into the organics and what really truly healed the human body. And so if it weren't for researching and being open-minded, I never would have won a world title. I never would have trained any world champions. I never would have got the opportunity to train law enforcement and high-level military. I never would have got a broadcasting job. All these things never would have taken place had I not discovered that. And that's why over the years also fighters from around the world would come and train with me, and they would stay at these little one-room efficiency apartments across the street. And I'd tell them where the grocery store was and all that sort of stuff. And they'd go to the grocery store and they'd come back. They'd come to the gym that night and go, now we know why Americans are fat and disease-ridden. Yeah. Your grocery stores are full of nothing but poison. This is incredible. You guys don't realize. And, they're saying we have a meat market, we have a produce market, we have you know, bread and cheese market, all these different areas where they go, you know, and most people are riding their freaking bikes in Europe to go get groceries, right. You know?
Right.
So those are a lot of the light bulbs started going off for me. And at the same time, I'm teaching kids karate and other stuff. And I'm around a lot of kids, and these boys start being brought to me with this thing called autism. And I've always been a person just like you are, Charlie, is we're asking why things are happening. We're not right. just observing that things are taking place. We're going, why has this kid got this problem? You know, what is causing this? And then, so back then, you know, in the 90s, it was one in 5,000 kids have autism, and now it's one in 36.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, is I just sit there and go, it's obvious that modern medicine is failing, completely failed here in America.
Oh, yeah.
And that we've got to get back to helping people understand what truly helps their health.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more expensive than regret, right? And when you're unhealthy, so, you know, a lot of people have just made bad food choices their whole lives. Maybe it's not even really their fault. They grew up, you know, you're, like you said, your parents pick the food, you eat that, you go off. Maybe you go through high school, you're not really too picky about that. You get off maybe you go to college, you're in charge of yourself for the first time. There's a thing called the freshman 15, which is the 15 pounds you put on your freshman year when you go away to college. I mean, that shouldn't exist, but it does. That's the thing.
Right.
And then you get out of school, or maybe you just start your job or your career, or you start a series of jobs in your 20s, and you just get so busy and so focused on that, you forget to take care of your health. And then you get sick and things go wrong, and you act surprised. I wonder why I'm getting sick every single flu season. I wonder why I feel like I'm sluggish and everything. It's like, well, these are bad food decisions, but I guess there's good news. It can be turned around. Like sure. You said, you had a diminished air capacity because of black mold, a seriously dangerous situation, but fixable if you find the right stuff. I like with my sponsors, I try to have sponsors on that make, first of all, try to have sponsors on that make products that actually work, which is, you know, eliminates like 90% of like the supplement market. But, you know, I want it to make sense for the people so that we can improve our own health. I've seen tremendous results. So I think if you get the right stuff, you get the right antioxidants, you get educated on this, you learn how to navigate your local grocery store to the best that you can. I mean, these days it's real hard.
It is.
Boy, you'll be in a much better space. So it starts with what you're putting into your body, right?
But yeah,
that's the key, right? Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. And Tim James, you know, we have a very, obviously a common friend in Tim James. I partnered with Tim on the product that, you know, that I wanted to push out to the market, which is on his website. It's called Super Soldier, which, all of his products are top notch, period, end of story. But through all my 35 years of searching, I've never seen one substance change people's overall feeling of health and athletic performance, endurance, as the fulvicumic acid that's in that
Why?
Product.
How does that work? What does it do differently? Like, I mean, there's always some new stuff out there, I never know what to believe, but I know Tim, and I know his stuff is good quality. And if it's on his site, I believe it. So explain how it works a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So fulvicumic acids are the humification process, the breakdown of plant matter and even animal remains, right? So some humic fulvics come from dead seafloor beds, so they've fossilized, they're inorganic at that point. And then some come from coal. Leonardite, which is fossilized as well. It's inorganic. But the ones that are derived from peat bogs are the most nutrient rich, and they're still alive when they come up out of the ground, right? So a friend of mine searched for several years, to say the least, testing bogs around North America until he found the ones that were the most nutrient rich, the area where they were the most nutrient rich. And he knew to go down 45 feet to the sediment layer where all the nutrients of 1,500 different types of plants had decomposed for 60,000 years. So he augers that up out of the ground and has a non-chemical process where the substance is put under extreme pressure and flash frozen, and that separates the powder from the pulp, so to speak. Pulp goes back into the bog where it continues the humification process, But that powder is nanonite in size, which means it can travel in and out of the cells, which is super important when it comes to organics. So when it goes into the body, basically through research, even mediocre fulvicumics have been shown to raise oxygen levels within the cell a great deal. They'll bond with hydrogen and raise oxygen levels, which is super important, obviously. They also, the ones that are truly 100% organic, organic metals that have been chelated up out of the ground by a plant and bonded with a carbon molecule, become very stable and can be burned by the mitochondria as fuel to generate energy in the cell. And then the last thing it can do is bond with heavy metals, toxins, and chelate those out of your cells. So it delivers amazing stuff when it goes in and is the garbage man when it goes out. And so cellular health, mitochondrial function is super important for overall health. And so that's something that it does amazingly well. And then it also, the microbes that come up with this, it's 60,000 years old. So when it comes up out of the ground and it's still alive, it still has those 60,000-year-old pristine microbes with it. But when it's flash frozen, those microbes are frozen in time, like sea monkeys. Mm-hmm. You add them back to water and drink it, and the microbes are working to reset, you know, help your gut bacteria. Okay. But the ultimate goal is obviously removal of the things in your body that are causing inflammation. And then the symptoms many times that you're suffering from are, you know, greatly minimized, or in many cases I've seen, you know, just removed altogether. So
amazing. I mean, we can't leave this stuff up to Big Pharma. We just can't. I can't trust them. I don't trust them for anything. I think that if people are out there and they're saying, well, I'm going to just, you know, let my doctor tell me what to prescribe, what pharmaceutical pills to prescribe. Okay, fine, I guess, but do some research too. Don't just get on that hamster wheel of pharmaceuticals. I don't take pharmaceuticals pills for anything except if I get like a for whatever reason, man, I get gout, which is wild because it's for like fat kings, you know, and I'm like this skinny dude who, but I'll get gout so bad. So I'll take pills for that. But aside from that, like, I just don't get into the pharmaceuticals, and I would much rather have some sort of organic or some sort of, you know, I'd rather put my trust in a company that I know cares about me as a person, you know, health-wise. I know Tim cares about this. He cares maybe too much. He's so enthusiastic about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, I get texts from him all the time. He's like, I got to tell you about this thing I just found, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And well, the cool thing is that the people out there who are affected by, say, they have their child vaccinated and then they have an adverse reaction. Mm-hmm. Sadly, their child is severely injured or even dies from, you know, a vaccination. We know that happens all the time.
Right.
And I've had many conversations with parents who regret greatly having their children vaccinated, the things that happened not long after. So it is also adversely the people who have had severe illnesses like myself that, you know, my entire childhood, Charlie, was plagued by horrible respiratory and being just very skinny and weak and sickly, and my backbone stuck out. Everybody made fun of me because my backbone stuck out so much. I was so skinny and weak. And being able to go from, you know, a sick human being struggling to be good at athletics to being able to go all of a sudden from not being able to breathe and barely being able to jog 3 miles to then running 16 and a half minute 5Ks, dunking a basketball, benching 375 pounds, and winning a world title because of organic nutrients. This is where I talk to people and go, the X-Men on this planet actually exist. And they're always the people that have been raised or have been putting massive amounts of organic nutrients into their body, and they can do superhuman things, like at 72 years old, run 100 miles at high altitude in the Leadville 100, or 50 and 60-year-olds running 100 miles like it's nothing. Their facial expression never changes, Charlie. Yeah. They're having a blast for 100 miles without stopping. Think of that.
I can't even.
And then guys down at the strongman gym where I've worked out before, lifting 1,100 pounds and walking around with it, And then, you know, at the same time, being grabbed by human beings that are so unbelievably powerful in wrestling or training for MMA, when these guys have grabbed a hold of me and go, I'm telling you, when you have somebody of that level of power grab a hold of you, it can be pretty scary. Even for me in my prime as a world champion, I trained with men that they could grab your foot and grab your shin bone and snap your ankle. That's how powerful they are.
And this is this advanced nutrition?
This is the best way to understand. So as we've gone forward in time, because of the exposure to all these different chemicals, the atrazines, the glyphosates, and many more that are destroying hormonal health, gut health, all these different things, you know, we see the average 25-year-old male today has the same testosterone levels as a 75-year-old just 25 years ago.
That's unacceptable.
And this is why we're seeing
society.
This is why we're seeing the feminization of boys and men everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they're being pounded with the psychological aspects that, hey, man, it's normal to put on a dress. It's normal to feel this way. And no, it's not. So all the people out there that are listening to this, you know, my kids have taken this product and Tim James's products for years. You know, I've always tried to feed my kids organic foods, good solid food, grass-fed beef if they're going to eat meat, you know, that sort of stuff. And I've got one daughter that is now vegetarian, and another daughter that was pescatarian for a long time. You know, they've experimented with their own bodies just because of the way they were raised, right? But it's super important that if you have a child and there's something wrong with them, you need to look in your pantry and you need to ask yourself, if it needed a commercial to sell it and it's in a box, it shouldn't be in your pantry. It just shouldn't be there, right?
That's such a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah.
So it's because at one time you could say, okay, they were doing it out of just stupidity. Okay. A great way to feed the masses. And then you can get to the greed aspect of it. Oh, they just want to be, you know, make massive amounts of money off the cattle that we are viewed as. But then you look at it a little deeper and you say, well, if you've got the psychological aspects of it, you've got the chemical aspects of it, you've got the biological aspects of it, you've got all these things working together, you have to come to the conclusion that they are trying to make us sick. Is that possible? And if they're trying to make us sick, they're working in conjunction with the people where the synthetic chemicals and the heavy metals that are causing the inflammation and the sickness in our bodies to begin with. And then we go to a medical expert that we trust, and they write us a prescription for more synthetic chemicals. It's like this, it's just this loop of abuse, and people just have to say, you know, enough's enough. And please just have an open mind and give it a shot and, you know, go use your link. I know you've got a promo code, use your link, go there and purchase some of Tim James's products, including the Super Soldier. And we've gotten a lot of feedback already. It hasn't been out there for that long, and we're getting a lot of feedback, you know, from people like veterans who have been exposed to a lot of chemicals, veterans that have been injured, veterans from athletes who their endurance has increased quite a bit, you know, because of oxygen uptake and things like that. So we're getting great responses from people, and that's all I care about is helping people.
I'm not surprised. I know how much Tim cares. You know, he was asking me one day, like, hey, who does your shirts and everything? And I said, oh, why is this company? He goes, do they have an organic option for t-shirts? I go, fuck, I don't know. He goes, oh, I can't. He goes, I can't use it. It has to be like 100%. I go, you're taking this chemical free thing to all the way, aren't you? He goes, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's in the process of building a chemical free home in that valley in Oregon.
We talked a little bit about this. I want to go up there and film it with, you know, obviously my other day job is real estate in Las Vegas, and of course my business partner is Bristol Morundi, who is you've called his fights, I think.
Yes, yes.
Back when he was fighting, he did Ultimate Fighter back in with that house where everyone goes and lives in. That was 2012, I think he did that. Yeah, that was fun. So we see him all the time. Anyway, they did Flip or Flop Vegas, that TV show, and that was
right. Yeah,
my partner. So maybe I'll send Aubrey and Bristol up to Oregon to see what Tim's doing with his house. Maybe we'll film it.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about this fulvic humic is, as well, so it's been used in agriculture for years, for decades, by farmers who really are dialed in, right? Mm-hmm. So most of them are using a Leonardite or coal-derived humic fulvic, and then it'll have pre and probiotics added into it to call it organic, right? So this product, our agriculture product, and for lawn and gardens, you can literally just add a teaspoon of it to water, a gallon of water, and spray your garden when your plants are 6 inches to a foot tall. And 6 weeks later, you literally have a Jurassic garden. The nutrient uptake, they explode. The plants explode. The cherry tomatoes are bigger than golf balls. The cucumbers are huge and taste delicious. I did it to my sister's garden this spring. I sprayed it, and she had her cucumber plants went all over the place. Her squash plants blew up. 8-9 foot tall tomato plants.
Whoa.
6 foot tall pepper plants that are loaded with peppers and stuff. It's a real deal, man. This stuff is incredible.
I can't wait to see this. I'm sure Tim's going to have a nice little farm going there. I can't wait to see what he's doing there on the farm.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is we're trying to help farmers understand that, you know, they can use 50% less NPK fertilizer with this product, the agriculture product, and you know, save $150 on inputs at the beginning of the year per acre. So, you know, you look at somebody who's got a 5,000 acre farm, they're saving $750,000 at planting time. That's almost $1 million savings on a 5,000 acre farm. And there's a lot of farms out there that are much bigger than that. So that's really what we're talking about, is saving family farms, get away from the factory farming and the big corporate control of our food and things like that, because, you know, that's not something, trust me, in history that you want.
No, and every time we compromise our food, our food supply, we compromise ourselves. So I have big problems with this. It is a coordinated effort by these, you know, like you said, it was just greed at one point, but now it's an intentional poisoning of the population. And you go, well, these people they hate us. We know that. So I'm not overly surprised that they would do something as diabolical as poison the food that they feed to the people. But
they've done it in history before, right?
Right, I mean, right. Hey, listen, they'll tell us, you're lucky you have food.
Yeah.
You know, there have been instances where we've just starved the entire population out. So you guys should be thankful that you have the GMO foods.
Yes,
you know.
Stalin right now is very envious watching this take place. You know, so, I've spoken at a couple agriculture gatherings, so to speak, been on a couple agriculture podcasts here and there. And I try to help people, because even a lot of farmers don't, I guess the best way to put it is, they maybe aren't, because agronomists, horticulturalists, medical doctors, scientists, chemists are being educated about chemicals, right? They're not being educated about organics. That's omitted from their education completely. For, I think, good reason, obviously. But so when I talk to, say, agriculture folks, I say, look, here's the thing. We are the exact same makeup nutrient-wise as healthy soil, if we're healthy, right? So if we took away the oxygen, water, decaying organic matter, and microbes from soil, from black soil, it would be clay. It would be dead soil, right? That's the building blocks, so to speak. The foundation before you add all that stuff is... So if we took away the same things, oxygen, water, decaying organic matter, and microbes from the human body, we would be a pile of human cells that are lifeless, the clay, right? Yeah. So we add all those things in, and we have a human, and we have healthy black soil, and that's the way it, but when you add the chemicals into the soil, the petroleum-based fertilizers, the, you know, again, the glyphosates, the atrazine, the fungicides, and all these things, you kill all the living organisms and microbes generally in the soil. You're crops are growing, but they're sick. So you spray glyphosate all over them, because that was patented as a antibiotic. And that's how you keep bugs off of them. Well, meanwhile, there's a guy right across the river who's an expert in biological farming. He doesn't use pesticides on his crops at all. And there's no bugs on his stuff. He uses products that just merely inhibit the communication between bugs and his crops. So the bugs don't know his crops are there. Now there's worms and centipedes and bugs and stuff all over on the ground in his where he's got his crops, but there's no you know, rootworms, there's no Asian beetles, there's no, and then just on his neighbor's crop, because there was some drift from his spraying, in the part of his neighbor's crop, there won't be any Asian beetles devouring anything for a while, but they grow more and more populated as you go into his neighbor's crop, because obviously his product has protected some of the edges of his neighbor's crops. And this guy's super, super intelligent about this stuff. And he goes, I've been doing this for 25 years and these guys have never even asked me, you know, about what I'm doing. So it's just that closed-mindedness about the same person that keeps going back to the doctor for the same issues that they've had for 20 years as the farmer who keeps growing the same way and keeps spending the same amount of money and all. It's literally identical.
Yeah. It's a good point that you made that we're like the soil. You know, if we're healthy, we're like the soil. And the knock on America has been our soil is garbage. It really just has big problems with it gets overused, like you said, glyphosate, all this stuff. It creates poor growing conditions. I mean, unless you're in Hawaii and you're growing next to a volcano or something like that, where you get good. But how many of us are doing that? It seems so. So again, it's much like the human body. You put bad, low quality food in your body, you will have low quality results. If you have low quality soil, you're going to get low quality food. And I'm just surprised that the guy didn't get sued by his neighbor, because you know, like Monsanto does it the other way around. If their GMO seeds happen to spread, you know, like they do from birds and, you know, doing their thing, then they GMO crops turn up in some guy who's growing an organic cornfield, then they get sued by Monsanto.
Yeah, the giants, you know, it's a bit terrifying for farmers to have to deal with that sort of thing, obviously. So, and it's, you know, they get pushed around, they get sued, the problem even for family farms is when you hand the farm down, the taxes, the death taxes on handing a farm over to your children, you know, that's a lot of times makes it impossible, you know, nowadays, you know, that sort of stuff. So there's so many things against family farms right now that, yeah, we're just trying to help them save a ton of money and stay in operation, because we need those guys.
What's going on in the Netherlands? We've got their farms being I can't say confiscated, because they're going to compensate them for it, but the government's trying to buy up all these 3,000 farms to keep in compliance with climate change.
Yeah, and just not produce food. And this is what I'm talking about. It's a systematic winding down of, you know, the supply chains for food. And that's some dangerous stuff. And people should be recognizing that you are in a war. War is being waged on us globally right now, on the citizens. And so, you know, this is the thing that I try to get across to people who I've gone to my school board meetings numerous times over the past 3 years. And even before that, you know, let me rewind. So before this lockdown, the COVID garbage even started, my middle daughter brought home from high school, I think she was a freshman or sophomore at the time, a document from her world studies class. And it was 10 ways a family can help mitigate climate change. And I'm reading the list and use less water. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, all these things. Yeah. Get to number 6 and it says, get vaccinated. And I said, okay, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this shit. Yeah. So I went to the school board meeting and I asked them, I said, I'm going to read this list to you. And I got to 6 and I said that. I said, get vaccinated. Can any of you explain to me how getting vaccinated helps with climate change? Is there anybody in this room? I said, this indoctrination has got to stop. You know, so they were just laying the groundwork, obviously, and have been for years, for people to just line up and get vaccinated with all of this stuff. But when you've got a government saying that mothers who are going to school board meetings and raising hell with their school boards are domestic terrorists, you talk about setting the stage for, you know, the NDAA actually being used on people with, you know, propaganda. We know that propaganda has been legalized, and we know that it says in the NDAA that domestic terrorists can be droned, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that. Homeland is a battlefield. Right. And so you are, if they label you a domestic terrorist, then by law, you are an enemy combatant on the battlefield. And now all of a sudden, things don't apply to you anymore. So
it's, you know, it's so far beyond the pale that of the things that are going on. And that's the thing that I tell people about. Stop thinking left or right. We have this false fight going on. For instance, case in point, and we're drifting off into a little bit of a different realm here, but you've got the Republicans who come out and say, we're not going to renew the NDAA unless you rescind the mandate on the COVID vaccine for our troops and let the troops back in that didn't get vaccinated. Meanwhile, the NDAA is being renewed. Propaganda is still legal. They can still spy on us and they can drone us. And the Republicans, the people who vote Republican, are going, yay, big win, while I applaud that. I applaud that part of it. But hey, it shouldn't have been contingent on renewing the NDAA. It should just be, we're not renewing the NDAA because our constituents are going to get droned, bro.
Yeah.
Does that ever cross anybody's mind?
Vote for me. I won't drone you.
That's
Fetterman 2024.
I don't know how to spell drone.
I can't use one.
I should run for the Iowa House on that, just on that alone. I won't drone you.
There's been worse sales pitches in my time. You know, that's a pretty good one. But it sucks. You're right. Credit for them getting that removed as a contingency for the military, the vaccine mandate. Credit for that. But like you said, they didn't go nearly far enough. I think, you know, anytime you've got, I think it's important for people to, you know, if they're saying, well, I'm unsure about this new law or this new bill that's coming out, to go, okay, read the name of what the bill is. And then just understand that it will do the exact opposite of what it says. So if it's the Patriot Act, it'll be the least patriotic thing ever. If it's the National Defense Authorization, you can be assured it's going to be a national offense. They're right. Going to be coming for you. Like anything that you think sounds really good that the government is selling you, you can probably invert it and it's closer to the truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. So that's the thing is, you know, we used to talk about the problem all the time, right? Jeff and I, my co-host, he's the brains of the operation. I say
we love quite Jeff. Jeff's quite fantastic. Openly.
Yeah, he's very, very articulate, very intelligent guy. And we've talked about the problem for years, you know, on the conspiracy farm. And we're just done talking about the problems. We're talking about the solutions. You know, grow your own food. I'm telling you, you will not regret it one bit. Learn how to can food. Learn how to do all these things. Learn how to hunt, learn how to fish, whatever you've got to do at this point. And Jim Gale, have you had Jim Gale on your show?
I have. I want to run through a brick wall when I get done talking to that guy.
Yeah, Jim's a badass. You know, grow your own food forest abundance. And he's a great guy. We've been talking a lot lately, and he's talking about distributing the product, the agriculture product that I use for all of his food farms and food farm academies and everything that he's putting together, because
I love it.
It's going to help, you know, explode those places and speed up growth greatly.
It's so much more than just the feeding yourself too. There's a psychological component to it. When you know that you're no longer dependent on somebody else to feed you. And I'm not there yet. I have to full admission. I'm not there yet. We have a little garden and we're growing some food. Not enough to support us, but that now my grandparents lived in Tennessee. I'd spend every summer with them and they had a garden there and they grew so much stuff just in this little, I don't even know how I would describe it. 2,000 feet of farm. I mean, I'm not talking acreage at all.
Right.
And it was very small. It was very manageable. And my grandpa would pick, you know, okra and tomatoes and all this stuff. And there was so much that it would go to the neighbors or sure. It would get canned. And that was my grandma knew how it would do the canning things. I spent summer in Alaska with them where we went salmon fishing every day. When I was a kid, I spent a summer with them in the motorhome and we would go out fishing. We'd come back with all these salmon that we caught and we'd cut it, skin it. You know, I learned how I'm 7 years old, slitting, you know, salmon and pulling out their insides and everything. And then my grandma is back at the motorhome with the awning, you know, covering, sitting outside with the pressure cooker. You know, putting them all in cans, doing all this stuff. And I was like, well, they've got that. But that's like my grandparents mentality. Yeah. And we need to sort of get back to that, because whatever they were doing, it got lost in the translation down to me. Because now for me, I'm not, I need to be doing that, but I'm not doing that. I go to the grocery store. So I have this detached relationship with my food, but the people that I know that grow their own food and farm, boy, they feel, they seem to me like they have a whole lot less stress just because of a lack of dependence on the system.
That's the thing is, I remember asking my grandma on one side of my family, my mother's mother, they had a big farm in southern Iowa. And I asked, I said, what'd you guys do during the Depression? I was aware of a lot of stuff for whatever reason when I was young, because when the farm collapse happened after Nixon put us on the, took us off the gold standard and put us on the petrodollar, my grandma and my mom woke me up down on the farm, and we were down there at the time, and we stood in line. We were the first ones at the bank. It was still dark out for my grandma to remove her money out of that bank. And she got, I think it was $89,000 out of a bank because she was first in line. And that line grew throughout the morning until the bank opened down the street and around the block of farmers that wanted to get there. There was a panic, right? A rush on the banks at the time. And so, but I asked her, I said, what'd you do during the Depression? And this was, I think, you know, I was probably, I don't know, I think in high school by the time that I asked her. And she said, we didn't have any problems. We had plenty of food. We had livestock. We had whatever we needed. So we were fine. We didn't have any problems. Conversely, on the other side of my family, there were smaller farms on the militant side, my dad's side. And my dad said he remembered that as a little kid, taking a potato sack and walking along the, because it was a coal mining area down there in southern Iowa as well. They did strip mining, and they'd load the coal cars, and coal would fall off the sides of the trains and onto the side of the tracks, and they would go along and pick up the chunks of coal to take it back home to put it in and burn it to heat their houses. Whoa. Because they didn't have money to buy coal or anything like that. And I also had an old timer down in that part of Iowa, down around Albia, Iowa, and there was an old town called Buxton where a lot of the coal miners lived. It was a coal mining town that was created because the coal miners were obviously pretty rough around the edges, and so they wanted them away from everything, but said that there was some guys that were the operators who would dump the coal into the trains. They would purposely do it in a sloppy way to spill it over to the sides so that people could heat their houses and stuff. So they were just trying to look out for the poor folks.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, right now, with where we're at financially, having followed, you know, leading up to the 2008 collapse and paying attention to Peter Schiff and all that sort of stuff, we're headed for, you know, all the quantitative easing after 2008, we know that what's coming is far worse than we've ever seen.
I know. I'm like equal bit terrified of that, but also I'm trying to take advantage of the downtime now, like the relative normalcy of where we are. Want to get some gold, want to get some silver, want to get some storable food, want to get the things that are not very glamorous. Not going to impress anybody. Not going to put it on Instagram. Look at my Patriot Supply stuff. You know, I mean, there's nothing flashy about it. It's just boring old stuff that you got to sort of get in advance of what's coming. And I've talked to people about that bank account situation. You know, you're an unsecured creditor of the bank. You'd be lucky if you get. And they said, well, hang on a second. The FDIC says it'll make you whole up to, you know, $250,000 per account. It's like the FDIC has 2% of the amount of money needed to make everybody whole at that amount.
Right.
They clearly, if there's a small banking, you know, a bank that's got 8 branches and they all go under and you lose your money. Yeah. FDIC will step in and make a systemic banking collapse as everybody transitions over to a central bank digital currency that's fully trackable. No, there's not going to be any sort of saving you. you're going to need to be your grandmother and the first person in line at the bank. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. So I tell people, like, start thinking about that stuff now. Don't dwell on it. Don't make it, you know, don't allow it to make you insane, but recognize it, know it, get some cash out, start making plans accordingly, because You'd rather be the first person in line at the bank who figured it out like your grandmother did than be the last guy who wakes up and goes, oh, I think there might be a problem. Well, too late. If you didn't figure it out soon enough, you're going to be picking up coal on the side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of, you know, the grow your own food and store your own food, for those that don't have the ability to can food and grow your own food, I can talk to you after the show about it's the highest quality anyway, food that's out there, and it's got 25 year shelf life, but it is it's very nutrient rich. There's no preservatives, nothing else in it. And you've probably already got a company that you're working with, but you might want to look into this one.
I sure will. I think I know what you're talking about. I know you guys are doing the things that need to be done. You're talking to people about getting themselves physically fit. You're talking about getting them emotionally ready for what's coming. Look, I mean, you know what, you saw what happens to people that get on the wrong side of the government with your own eyes recently. You were in Washington, D.C. on that fateful day, and you watched what the media did to you and tried to brand you as some sort of lunatic and tried to take away your jobs and things like that. What was that like going through that washing machine of insanity created by the media, where they try to spin everything and make you look one way when in actuality you were just minding your own business?
Yeah, I mean, I went out there with some friends who we just felt that, you know, something was going to happen. We weren't sure what was going to happen. And we were listening to Trump talk, and we weren't there to listen to Trump. By then we were obviously all very aware that, you know, Trump's just part of the system, whatever.
Right.
So we walked down to the Capitol long before he said, hey, go to the Capitol. We were already there. So everybody else came down there, and there was probably, I'm guessing, 1 million people. I mean, it was huge. I've seen huge football stadiums, and it was easily 10 huge football stadiums full of people. Wow. So there was a lot of people there, but we're standing at the barricades around the Capitol, and that's a massive property. That hill is just gigantic. I don't even know how many total acres it is, but it's quite big. And so we observe, you know, and I'm taking pictures with all kinds of different people. People are asking me for pictures, whatever, you know. So, which ended up, ironically, as being one of the pictures that, you know, I can't see what a guy's doing off to my left or right, you know, making this sign with his hand and all this other shit.
Was there some of that going on?
Well, yeah. And so anyway, you know, the barricades get opened and everybody rushes up the hill, and we looked at each other and went, nope, this is for optics. We can tell this just, it's not right. There's obviously something not right. All the Capitol Police are running up the hill. And then all of a sudden, in from the left, when the crowd gets to the stairs, in comes, you know, riot gear clad individuals hammering the crowd with rubber bullets and grenades, you know, concussion grenades and tear gas and all kinds of stuff. And the crowd was totally peaceful up to that point until they started getting hit with all this stuff. And you could see people you could hear the crowd getting revved up.
Yeah.
We're still down on the street just observing. Yeah, we're so far away from the building at that point, you can't see, as people go up on that mezzanine, you can't see that anything's taking place besides people are just up there on that decking area, right, whatever. But, you know, Jason Burmis was up there on the stairs, and he saw somebody trying to hand up a sledgehammer, and that got handed over to the cops right away, because there's people, we observed people in the crowd that were definitely not there for peace. They had baseball bats hanging out of their backpacks, dressed in all black hoods, black masks, all this stuff. So there were some bad elements within there for the optics reason. And obviously we know that those were the people breaking the windows and all that, right, sort of shit. Yeah. And then the people that got, you know, through emotion, followed them into the building, really, really stupid move on their part. And they're paying the price for that now. But ultimately, you know, a person that I had cornered in the UFC, a guy named Mike Jackson, wrote a fake article about me. He was a closet Marxist, and, you know, I had driven from Branson, Missouri. I called a fight on a Friday night, drove up to Chicago on a Saturday to corner him against CM Punk, did him that favor, and then drove back home right after the show. I mean, I'm running on no sleep for a couple of days. Anyway, he was the individual that wrote that bullshit article, included, you know, some pictures, And of course, he didn't include the pictures of me with Chinese Americans, Black Americans, you know, all the other stuff.
Oh, you just said you were a white nationalist or something?
Yeah, and a domestic, and I support domestic terrorism, right?
Of course.
So then I, you know, the broadcasting thing goes away because of it. And, you know, it was just, yeah, it's caused some financial heartaches in my life, to be honest with you.
What a pain in the ass that is. That sucks. I mean, I look, I'm with you. Don't get trapped in, don't fall into that trap going inside that building. That seemed like a setup to me. But there, I also didn't have any problem with the people that were out there just kind of wandering around. I remember that. I remember the lead up to that thinking, what is going to happen there? Trump is going to be speaking and then what? Is this going to be like, I know what happens when there's a concert, you know, and the concert kind of ends and then everyone goes home. Well, what happens when Trump's done speaking? Is that the end of the concert? Or is there like, is he giving tours of the area to people? Like, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen.
Well, when we in retrospect look at all of this, we can see that everything with, you know, the Antifa stuff, everything with Black Lives Matter stuff, you know, with the violence that took place in many cities, the burning of buildings and riots and things like that, and then the Capitol thing, all of them were done for optics to create division among citizens. And that's all I say to people is, look, I voted for Trump early on, but as things started to happen, he renewed the NDAA, he allowed Fauci to lock us down, he allowed the printing of trillions of dollars, he's a billionaire, he knows full and well that's going to cause massive amounts of inflation, you know, and then allowed BlackRock to oversee our treasury and Federal Reserve, all these things. Look, we were well aware that no, he wasn't who he said he was, right? Yeah. So long before that, I had signed off on either party, you know, being even remotely for the citizen. But I thought maybe there's hope with Trump. But
I didn't vote for this stuff, but what I liked about Trump was the disruption factor, because I knew he was going to come in and be like the drunkest guy at the wedding party, you know what I mean? He was going to get in there and cause all sorts of problems for these people. And I hate these people. So anyone that's going to go in there and cause problems for them, I liked that. But I'm with you. Once he started doing the sort of things, renewing things and going along with, you know, and pretend Julian Assange, oh, you're Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks. And then he becomes president. He's like, Wiki who? And you're like, come on. You had opportunities to do great things while you were in there. These people hate you anyway, right, man? You know, you might as well free Julian Assange while you're at it. That would really piss him off. But none of that stuff happened. And it all kind of was status quo. I'm with you, man. I sort of.
Yeah. So, awesome. And not to shift gears, but when we go back to the food and health, I wanted to go back to this because I think that this is kind of a Trojan horse for the citizens that are aware of what's going on in the world. So obviously you've been observing the spraying in the skies. You're well aware of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And anybody that's aware has been seeing it, you know, it affects my respiratory system. I can tell.
Oh, I bet.
When they start spraying, you know, I've got a very sensitive respiratory system. Okay. So not long after, I'll start coughing, trying to clear my throat, you know, things like that. Well, what I want people to do, if you don't think this is real, I want you to Google search weather modification companies. And after you Google search weather modification companies and research some of them, then you'll understand that they exist. And then research weather modification legislation in DC and your state. After you've done that and researched both of those extensively, then research what is being sprayed in the aerosol, aluminum oxide, barium, some other compounds, and then look up look up aluminum oxide's effects on soil, on crops and plants, on wildlife and livestock, and on human health. And you'll realize that this is very, very detrimental to human health and to our earth, to the environment. So on top of that, then understanding that while they say they're spraying to create cloud cover to protect the earth from the sun so that temperatures don't skyrocket, we also understand that we have to have vitamin D, which is produced by the sun hitting our skin. So without vitamin D production, our immune system goes down. We're more vulnerable. And as well as we need the sun to grow crops correctly, right? So everything that they're doing, they're not doing it for the reason they say they're doing it. And if so, what I had done is I contacted a good friend of mine who's a very good human being. He's been raising hell with the another state he's a state senator. And I contacted him and I said, hey, have you thought about sponsoring a bill to ban weather modification in your state? And he goes, I haven't even heard of this stuff. So I had him go through that process with researching all those things. And then he hit me back and he went, wow, this is, yeah, this is troubling stuff. So he's now writing a bill and going to sponsor the bill to ban weather modification in his state. Then I had a meeting with three state representatives from the state of Iowa. And I went through the same process with them. And they're going, holy shit, this is crazy. So that's what I urge your listeners to do, is go through and research all of those steps and then compile some paperwork, some documentation, and go to your representatives, your state senators, and unplug this stuff and get it banned in your state. And it's easy to corner other politicians and go, listen, we've got irrefutable facts here that this is detrimental to our soil, our crops, our livestock, our wildlife, and humans. Across the board, they're not spraying Democrats or Republicans. They're spraying everyone.
Yeah.
So it's wake up time, man.
It's most definitely wake up time. I appreciate what you're doing. I love what you and Jeffrey have been doing with Conspiracy Farm for a while. I'm excited to see the next evolution of that. I think it's going to be fantastic. A lot of people say, well, you know, you can complain about this stuff all day long, but what are you going to do about it? It's like, well, here come the solutions. So I appreciate it. Where's the best place for people to find you if they want to see what you're working on or connect with you?
They can go to redvoicemedia.com and look up the Self-Defense Warrior podcast on there. And they can also find me on Instagram at PJ Milicic. And so that's probably the best two places. And then they can also go, if they want to get just the 1.3-pound bag of the fulvicumic for their lawn and garden, if they want to quit using petroleum-based fertilizers and garbage on their yard and their garden, they can go to soilsavior.com.
Cool. We'll put all that in the show notes so people can find it. Pat, I appreciate you. You're the best. You're quite literally the best. You're a Hall of Famer.
That just means I'm old, brother.
It just means you're old. Well, we appreciate it. Hey, if you guys like this episode, take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. The website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can find me on Twitter at macroaggressions. Thanks, everybody.